What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Roden Shearer. Yay. He's here.
Fuck yeah.
Welcome back on the pod, mate.
Cheers, mate. It's my fifth time now.
Fifth time?
Yeah.
Holy shit, we got to find some new guests.
Yeah, if I'm one that you're fucking calling, it's not good.
No, I wanted to get you in for a specific reason, man. Fucking great set on Tuesday.
Cheers, bro.
It was another level. It was another level to what we're used to seeing from
it
you.
It was
you fucking...
a special night all around.
Mm.
Like 80 patrons... watching an open mic on a fucking Tuesday night.
Dude, insane.
That's got to be some sort of world record.
I would say it was probably up there in the most popular open mics that have ever gone down.
Ever gone down, yeah. I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, anywhere in the world.
And, like, everyone did well. Like, there wasn't really a bomb.
No.
Which is rare for an open mic.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You fucking vaping again.
Yeah, I just saw your face. You just looked at me like, you piece of shit.
Why would you start?
You smoke bongs. I'm just having
What's
a little
wrong with
vape.
Smoking bongs?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with smoking bongs.
Nothing wrong with smoking vapes.
What are you talking about?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you, cunts.
You're addicted.
No, you. Yeah, I am.
I can quit at any time.
Oh, yeah, sure you can. Fuck off. You probably had one for brekkie.
I wanted to. if I didn't have a big day.
See, I'm looking after you. Have a vape.
Nah.
That'll get you through.
I'll end up getting sick. Oh, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Get that into you. Have two.
Yeah. Nah.
Go again.
No,
they're heavy. Oh, fucking. Don't look like a vape, bro.
Do you know where this mouth's been?
Oh, man. Oh, no. Does that mean we're Eskimo brothers now?
You got herpes.
Next best thing.
I keep getting dick pimples, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
you need to get that checked out. That's like 6 months of dick pimples.
I had a second one. I had a second dick pimple, and I didn't go to the doctor because the first time I went to the doctor, he's like, put your dick away. Your thyroid's busted. Fuck you. You cunt. Yeah.
That's great.
So,
that tobacco's hitting me. Not tobacco, fucking
nicotine.
You don't even know what's in a fucking vape, do you?
No, I don't. I'm old. I'm old now. Over 30. We're not supposed to be smoking vapes over 30, mate.
Fuck off.
End up getting pneumonia.
Are you coming to Monster Trucks?
Yeah, man. I am.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll come.
Yeah. Buy some tickets. Yeah. $45.
Yeah. Gotta get on that. Fucking Louis CK. I didn't buy tickets on Friday. I hope he hasn't sold out.
They've probably sold out.
Nah, not in a weekend.
He'll probably add second shows in every city.
I fucking hope so.
I want to see the after show of Louis CK. Go back to the green room.
Yeah.
Pretend to be a player.
Yeah.
Where put a wig on.
Yeah.
Make eye contact for a little bit too long. Send mixed messages.
I think he wants me to masturbate in front of him.
Look, dude, if it meant I got like good spots, I'd let him jerk off in front of me.
Oh, 100%.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
You would suck his dick, I reckon.
When you're that funny, you get free reign of my body.
Is that all it took?
Alright, the goal's been set for Ethan.
Alright.
Start doing arenas and Broden will suck your dick.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
I can't wait. High standards at all.
That's pretty high standards. I'm gonna be honest. How many people are doing arena comedy?
12.
Yeah, 12 people.
None in Australia.
Yeah,
there's no arenas to do it in.
Yeah, no. Unless you want to do the tennis arena. What is it? The one in Sydney? The fucking...
Kudos Bank Arena or whatever?
Yeah.
Rod Laver.
Yeah.
Let's just name tennis arenas. That's really good.
Yeah, Rod Laver. They have
any other
of
ones?
Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Wimbledon. Let's go to Wimbledon. In Sydney. Wimbledon in Sydney. You fucking idiot, Broden.
Be gentle with him. He's just back. He's fresh.
He's just back.
Yeah,
he's fresh.
Back on the
scene. Nice and raw. You're going in fucking unlubed and you're going to hurt my feelings and I'll fucking leave again, man.
We went out for drinks the other night and this cunt was fucking going off.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. You fucking abusing my girlfriend. Telling her she got in a fight with a lawnmower. You cunt.
What the fuck? All right.
He's abusing her haircut.
Oh, she was giving everyone the most fucking backhanded compliments I've ever heard.
She was. It was great.
Yeah.
What did she say to Eddie?
Oh, well.
You look, or you, you're better than I thought you were going to be, or something
like
that.
Something like that.
Yeah. It was funny.
Eddie deserves it. But fuck
she does, but it was pretty strong out of the gate. I'll give her that.
She was coming at it from like, all right, I've got to come out with some gold here. Fucking.
No, she was just hammered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like fair enough.
0.2 drunk.
Yep.
Yeah, four times the legal limit. Just a mess.
Yeah.
Knocked over some chick's drink. I had to buy her another beer.
Yeah.
And then I brought the beer out to this other girl, and I'm like, sorry about that. Like, here's your drink. And Georgia goes to, like, grab it. And I'm like, this is not for you, bitch. Leave it alone. You're at 0.2. You don't need any more to drink.
Yeah. Have some water.
Settle down. Yeah.
I went to buy her a water. Drink. She fucking came up to the bar. I was like, order what you want. The bitch ordered two.
Who?
Georgia.
Oh.
That's when I started abusing her.
Oh, okay.
If I could take advantage of my kindness.
Yeah, well, she's got money. So.
Yeah.
Oh, she took two drinks. She ordered two.
I was buying.
You paid for them.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you got suckered.
Yeah, I know.
I'm proud of her for that one. Fuck
That's
you.
Fucking,
that is so funny.
That's hilarious.
What do you want to drink? Just like top shelf.
Yeah.
And then buy two.
And the lobster, please.
Yeah.
Too much of a coward to say no.
Yeah. I don't blame her. You just met her. I've heard stories. She can be a menace.
What stories?
Oh.
How much do you know?
I've heard stories about Ethan's missus. She's a party animal. She likes to party.
Yeah.
So if she wants two drinks, I'm not getting in the way of that. I'm just like, yes, yes, ma'am.
Well, you weren't there because you're too much of a fucking coward to come out with this anymore.
It's true.
Your missus gets blackout drunk too. The wife.
Yeah, she's had a moment.
She's definitely had a moment. So hen's night.
Hen's night was bad.
Fucking threw up all over herself on the drive back.
Yeah, the time she shit herself.
Yeah, yeah.
The next
been,
morning
What do you
your
mean
place?
The time? There's been many times.
Jesus.
But yeah, she did shit herself and try and bury her undies in my backyard and my dog caught her.
Yeah, that was insane. That was like the craziest thing I've ever seen her do. I was like, why did you do that? She's like, I don't know. She's like, I haven't got
shame.
A response for my actions. I'm sorry.
We've all shat our pants a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Look, we've all shat our pants, but never once have I tried to bury the evidence.
Has your missus shit herself, Broden?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. What's the story?
He's fucking whipped.
Throw her under the bus. You already do like half your material on her.
You do. So it's you tell everyone on stage.
This story because she real. We tried anal.
Oh.
You got your dick shot on.
You didn't do a depth check.
You got to prepare for that shit, man. You can't just go in
where
poo lives and be upset when poo's home.
I didn't have time to prepare.
You're like, she said yes, I'm getting in there.
I was waiting all day for her to lay down for a nap.
Yeah, well, she might change her mind if you fucking take your time.
Yeah, if you wake her up and ask for consent.
Fuck. So what happened?
I feel like we don't need to go into the details.
I'm happy with my relationship where it is right now. I don't need it to.
Mitch, did she freak out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they always do.
And I was like all kind about it, but on my insides, I was like, I'm going to break up with you in a month.
Did you spew?
No, I didn't spew. I'm pretty good.
You're a gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicely
done.
Would
have been worse if I puked on my dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you spew, Mitch, when you got shit on your dick?
No, so when it happened to me, I was just shocked because we did a depth check. She was all good.
And your dick's not longer than your finger, so you're like, I should be right.
No, I should be right. It's like... fine. And then we're going, it was some of the best sex I'd ever had. It was like porn star style sex. I was like, this is great. This is like a porn movie.
Back when you were skinny and you could fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing
this
damage.
This wasn't Tanya, by the way. And we're going. And then I slipped out and I looked down and my dick was just covered in shit.
Did you put it back in?
And I was like, holy shit. Like, I was like shocked. So my response was like, oh fuck.
Hey and mate, then... just grab your jacket there, mate. You're all good. See ya.
See ya. Jeff. Was there any wallet in there?
Oh, we took the cash out of it, the wallet, but
I got
You got it? Yeah, mate. Thanks for the donation. Oh, sweet. Thanks, mate. Catch you later. See ya. Yeah, fucking Dave was...
I just want you guys to know that was my English teacher in year 8.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
He's not on the pod.
he's fucking... He's a good
boy. He just walked into an anal story.
He's a devout Christian.
Yeah.
He's going to go to church after this. And
if he's a devout Christian, he's probably done a lot of anal in his time.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a bit rough when he was a bit younger, apparently.
Well, he didn't get molested. I'm just saying, he's a Christian. Maybe the altar boy thing.
That's Catholics.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
My bad.
You fucking idiot.
I just thought they all, bro.
I thought they all got fucked. Damn.
One way or the other.
Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, shocked, and I was like, oh, no, and then she's like, oh, no, and she gets up, sees it, and then immediately runs to the toilet and locks the door and just leaves me standing there with a shitty dick.
Did you see her again after that?
Yeah, like I had to pull the condom off and throw it out and stuff. The only bin was...
Oh, you're using a condom?
Yeah, thank
fuck.
Oh,
that's all right then.
Yeah.
Bro, using a condom for anal? You just...
Yeah, what's the point?
Spit on it and go. It's not like you can get a pregnant.
Why would you use a condom for anal?
You're not going to get a butt baby, bro.
So I don't get a fucking UTI when I pull my dick out. Yeah, that's covered in shit. Yeah.
It's part of the experience. It's like getting a tattoo. You've got to deal with the pain. But then you get a really nice piece of art.
Yeah, UTIs are fine. You just feel like you need to pee a little bit.
Yeah. And it burns when you do.
Yeah, no. Not for this little fucking fat pud. I'm fucking... Putting a condom on, thanks.
Fair enough.
Oh, man.
You don't want any corn in the tip?
No fucking way.
But it's the best when you've got to fish it out. You get it like a toothpick.
Make a little vegetable shish kebab.
I've got two holes in my dick, so I've got to be extra careful.
Oh, that's
one
right,
one of those holes, nothing comes out of.
Wait, you have two
holes?
Wait.
Yeah, I've got two holes in my dick.
Show him.
Show me.
Not right now. It's cold. I have to work.
He's not going
to
judge.
Let's not pretend that the weather's going to affect the size of your cock.
We just got a new camera for the highlights, and you're not going to get your dick out?
Yeah. Yes.
Fucking hell.
I'm not showing. I've got two holes in my dick. And I thought it was natural because, granted, I'd never looked down the fucking eye of another person's penis before to know.
What do you get?
And I just assumed one length was, well, one hole was for cum and one hole was for piss.
That makes
sense.
That's
what I thought.
Yeah, when you're a kid.
Yeah. No.
You're like, I can't wait for this other hole to fire up as a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never happened.
You're like an old tomato.
How did you check? How'd you know?
I had to just stand there and fucking watch.
You just jerked off and sprayed like.
Yeah, just like watched like which hole it came out of. I was like, yep.
Just like
that,
part of the tip.
Yeah, I was like, all right, that came out of the top hole. Yeah. And then I was like, the next time I pissed, I checked, and it was the same hole. And I was like, ew.
How did you check the piss?
Same thing.
In the shower?
No, like I was just standing there looking at my dick while I pissed.
Yeah, but how do you... You got to, like, lift it up.
Nah,
wouldn't you piss
see.
All over yourself?
You can get the angle. It's fine.
What, you piss like a fountain?
Yeah.
So it was only one hole
in the shower.
Operational?
Yeah, only one hole's operational. So the other hole, something gets stuck in there, I have to go to the hospital. Because there's no way I can, like, just piss it out or anything like that.
So if you got like a small pee and you stuck it in one hole.
How big do you think his dick hole is? A small pee?
Wow. Let him finish, Ethan.
Yeah, dude.
Let him finish.
All right, I'll let him finish.
Right, did you bring fucking content for this podcast?
Fuck no.
I'm having a train of thought here and you just fucking run it off the tracks.
Yeah.
Bro.
I just can't imagine getting a whole pee in there.
You fucking Mitch dozed him.
I did. That's about time I had one.
Yep. It feels good, doesn't it?
So if you stick a pee in one hole, theoretically, and you cover the other, and then you piss, would that push the pee out? If you covered the hole real tight, is it just going to blow a hole into the other hole and make the hole work?
I don't know.
You should get it pierced.
Get my dick hole pierced?
Yeah.
No, because I'm not a fan of fucking sticking things in my dick.
Are they on top of each other or side by side?
On top. It actually looks really natural.
So you just get a knife.
You could, yeah, technically. It'd hurt. It'd hurt quite a bit. I feel like that'd be the sort of thing that'd hurt so much I'd probably go into shock and die.
No, go in and get a circumcision, and while you're in there, just be like, oh, can you fucking fix her up?
Here's the Jews again, pushing their fucking agenda on us.
I've got half a circumcised penis. That's another weird thing as well.
What, they just got bored halfway through?
Which half?
The bottom half. No. I was born with like a super, super tight foreskin. So they cut like half of it off. So I've got like half a foreskin.
That'd make sense if you had like a giant dong and you're like, oh man, this foreskin's too tight. Mm. But you've got a tiny dick and your foreskin's tight.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no. They fixed her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Has anyone ever pointed it out in the bedroom and been like, bro, what's that extra hole for?
No. No one had ever known. I'm the only one who's noticed.
You're right.
Yeah. When I started talking about it and mentioned it, Tanya was like, I've never noticed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
So the next time she's like, I want to see. I'm like, oh, man, I'm kind of self-conscious about it now. But she looked. It was fine, I think.
She got in there.
She got up in there.
Double holes.
You're like a miracle, man.
Yeah, man. I'm a strange
surprised
dude.
Your dick works.
Me too.
Had a lot going on as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, not like fun things. No. I had asthma as well. Nearly died from that a couple of times. Got resuscitated once. Like,
if you die from asthma, you deserve it.
Broden, you look like you were born with asthma, cunt.
I was, and I fucking outworked it.
Yeah, I did too. Riding bikes and swimming.
Oh, that's didn't do anything that made me breathe heavy.
Oh, yeah.
That's Broden, the bong lord.
Back to your set on Tuesday, right?
Yep.
We'll tell the listeners, Ben and I had to sit you down.
Yeah.
We had to sit you
down.
His
favourite thing to do.
And be like, hey, Broden, you got to start writing more comedy, dude. Because you keep getting up there and you keep bombing and you're not showing up enough. And we had to give you the hard truth. And a lot of people, when they hear that, will get discouraged. May even stop turning up, which is kind of what you did at first.
Yeah, that was a mixture of reasons, though.
Yeah.
You know what you should have done? Life. You should have done an hour at like a Fringe Festival show. Disappointed everyone.
Yeah.
And then just quit.
Yeah.
Seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you did it in a nice way. Like, you weren't dicks about it.
No.
And I appreciated it, obviously, because it helped and I actually started writing more and...
Well, that was what I was going to say. It's a big thing to be able to hear something, an uncomfortable truth, and take on the advice. It's not to suck your dick. It's a really fucking good sign of maturity, like good emotional maturity, to be able to take feedback and go, yeah, you know what, I'm not really trying hard enough, or I'm not writing enough, or whatever it was.
Well, you'd only burn yourself out in the end. Like, if you had just kept doing what you were doing. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been good.
Wouldn't have been good for anyone. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, you went away for a couple of months, probably 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months, came back with fucking, 4 minutes of new material, 3 minutes of new material.
Yeah.
And fucking destroyed in the closest thing you could ever get to a pro room. So fucking good on you, man.
Cheers, dude.
Good work.
Well, I appreciate the help as well. Like, just to care enough to actually... And to feel comfortable enough to be like, dude, fucking pull your head in from you and Ben. I really appreciated that.
Yeah. I've done that for other comics before and they haven't appreciated it.
Yeah, I grew up playing sports, so I'm used to kind of tough love.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a bit of that. The last person I did it for was just, I don't know, they're always talking about how self-aware they are.
Mm.
But they haven't got a lot of self-awareness.
Yeah. It's
fucking insane.
I just like that two fat comics gave another fat comic advice and then he came back and just did fat jokes.
Yeah, and killed.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I'm in the club now.
Have you... It was literally that. Have you tried self-deprecating humour before? You need to... The advice was you need to take your roast jokes, which you're really good at writing, and turn them on yourself a little bit, at least for the first bit of your act.
Yeah, and then turn it around.
Yeah, then turn it around, and then you can attack the crowd. And we were saying if you're open with attacking the crowd, it just puts them offside. And if there was another one on Tuesday night, it was a guy only done comedy once before. He's the American dude.
Mm. He did well.
He did well. But then halfway through the set, just decided to attack one of the dudes in the front row for no reason. like no reason. He'd just been sitting there the whole night enjoying himself, being a good sport, answered questions when he'd answered, but wasn't heckling or anything.
Yeah.
And old mate's just like, ah, so what about you, you fat fuck? Like,
Jesus.
What's your go? like, just for no reason, I was like, oh, man.
It was going so well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
You're going to learn that.
Yeah.
It's your first time.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was that other dude.
Second time.
Yeah, it was that bisexual dude up there fucking talking about how he's bisexual and he's hot, just big hot. Fucking dude. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
He was the one that I followed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't do too bad. He was doing callbacks to the like show last week. And I was like, don't do that because, you know, these people weren't here, dude.
No one gets it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right. I was going to suck his dick afterwards, but fucking didn't let me.
Yeah, I know. Because that's an annoying thing. You see, like, good-looking guys who do comic and do okay. Or even bomb, yeah.
Hugh fucking Wallace.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. Gorgeous motherfucker.
Yeah.
Are you coming to drink with him later?
I should go spend time with my dad. It is Father's Day.
Yeah.
I did abandon him to come do this pod.
Yeah, right.
Ah, well, he's got all day.
This is the dad that used to throw
We're probably doing him a favour.
What was that?
Was this the dad that used to throw bottles at you?
He never actually did that. It's called a bit, Ethan. You should learn how to write one.
Fucking hell.
Right, Ethan thinks all bits that are said on stage have to be 100% true to life and real.
I'm sorry that I'm sincere up there, guys.
Yeah. Ethan, this may come as a shock to you. I don't have a micro penis.
Fuck.
Yeah. All those jokes
and
about
you're not
like
fat?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely fat still. But
we did a workshop in here yesterday, a creativity workshop with Dave Gairdner.
Yeah.
It was fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
It's got Dave involved in it, man. Yeah. Of course it's fucking
weird. It was so strange. Like, we started out, we wrote all of our fears and put them in a bucket and then took turns in reading each other's fears out. It was pretty good.
What was your fear?
Not being funny was one.
Yeah.
Failing at relationships. Not being original, using psychedelics and losing my mind, telling people my fears. I think that was it. Yeah. But I was like, man, I could stitch this thing up so bad. I was like, I'll be sincere, but how funny would it be? Because I knew what was going to happen. I knew it was going to get other people to read it out. It wasn't going to make people get up there and read out their own fears.
Yeah.
So I was just going to write something fucked on there, like fear that they're going to find
Uncle
out I'm a pedophile.
Uncle Chester comes back.
Yeah. Yeah. Fear they're going to find that hooker that I buried.
Yeah.
Fear that I'm going to rape Dave after the show.
Did you feel like it was useful?
No. It was weird. It was all right. Like, it was filled in the afternoon. But there was a thing where it was just like, oh, just get up on stage and just like, just feel. Like, don't do bits. Like, just get up there and just say whatever comes to mind. And that was good to just like say whatever. I can't remember what I said, but I was just basically like, oh, I was like planning on saying shit, but that's not the point. Yeah, it was a weird group of people and very like hippie sort of self-help workshop type of vibe. I didn't really get heaps out of it, but it was interesting enough. There was one part where we like balanced. One person was like balancing a ball on their head while they're trying to tell jokes and another person skipping rope on this stage, which was just like not working. It was like crashing into the curtains and the stool and then like people trying to juggle and tell jokes. I had to juggle. Apparently I can't juggle clubs anymore, so that sucks. But there was some people there, you got like the woke sort of vibe from them. They're like, oh, they're not going to like it if I do a fuck joke. They're like, come up and tell a joke, any joke you want. And I was like, now's my time to shine. I was like, two homosexuals are fucking in a house on the second story and the house catches fire. Which one gets out first? The bottom, because his shit's already packed. Which is out of that book.
Yeah.
Which, have you finished reading it yet?
No. Nah.
Running the Light, Sam Talent. Nah. 10 pages left. You still haven't finished it?
10 pages left.
You fuck.
I know. Is it like a joke book or?
No, it's a fiction book.
It's sort of like a bunch of different comedian life stories mashed together.
Yeah.
So it's got like a bit with like, I guess the ending's like Sam Kinison sort of related. Oh, Norm MacDonald's in it. He's like in a cafe talking with Norm. Norm's in it a fair bit.
Mm.
And it's hard to tell what of it is real and what of it's made up, because you can tell it's like some shit's true and some shit's just like fictional. So, yeah. But it's an interesting book.
It's a great book. He's a really good writer too.
Yeah.
That was the thing that struck me before I never finished the book, was how eloquently he writes. You're like, his fucking control of the English language.
Finish the book. Give it to Broden if he can read.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I actually read a lot.
Yeah?
I'm big into Dan Kuntz.
What'd you call me?
No, man, Dan Kuntz. He's like a horror writer. Very similar to Stephen King, but more dulled down into the point.
Yeah, Stephen King will do that. He'll spend 10 chapters getting to the scary bit.
The opening scene of The Shining is the most boring fucking shit I've ever read. He describes everything about the drive up to the hotel.
Yeah, that's coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on all the coke.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I'm not detailed, but I do coke.
Yeah, most people aren't.
I'm all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, but you don't do Stephen King coke. You do, like, Broden, who works in a wood workshop coke.
Yeah, that's true. There's levels. Yeah.
Just the dust from the wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Formaldehyde.
He's probably doing, like, a bag a day when he's writing.
Yeah.
We don't have that type of money. I don't have coke money.
He used to tell stories. He'd just forget. He's like, just the day get away from him, and then all of a sudden he's got a full book there. And he's like, what the fuck? What did I write?
That's annoying. Like,
yeah. And he just, yeah, he did that for one of his books. Yeah, his older shit too, like It and Cujo and Animal Cemetery. Like, Pet Cemetery, sorry. All really fucking creepy stories. And, like, just the way he builds tension in those books, I'm like, man, it's cool. But now he's fucking old and not on drugs. So
yeah.
It's different.
It's very different. Apparently he doesn't remember writing Cujo.
Yeah, I think that was the one that I was referring to.
Yeah.
He just stayed up all night doing coke.
That's a great life, man.
Yeah.
You can't fault it.
Yeah, I named my dog after one of the dogs in his books.
Cujo?
No, Kojak. From fuck me, what's the name of the show? And book. The Stand. From The Stand. Have you read The Stand?
No.
It's really, really good. Not a big fan of the ending. I don't know whether Stephen King was going through a religious time at that point. But, yeah, like, the ending wasn't very good. It was kind of, like, anticlimactic. It was like all these people... Spoiler alert for anyone. Yeah.
Get it out.
Get it. the Hand of God picks up a nuclear bomb that they were driving to Colorado and sets it off. And that's how it ends.
That's definitely coke.
Yeah. I was like, the Hand of God. Like, everything up until that point was, like, sort of based in reality. Obviously, you know, Flag is he's the devil or a version of the devil. So, obviously, the person to stop him should
have left out the L. Sorry, it was just going nowhere. I was like, fuck, he's just rambling about
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to fill
shit.
In time.
It's just
yeah.
became fucking book club.
Yeah. I had to bring it back.
Two cats and a Jew.
It's fucking descendants of madness. I've just been sitting here looking at that can of fucking Monster that Broden's drinking. And he started out with a V. No, I don't want that
try
shit.
It.
No.
Fucking try it.
I will if you have a vape.
Yeah, okay.
Mango Tango. Mitch is going to be bouncing off the walls. So, have you had breakfast is my first question.
Yep.
What'd you have?
That tastes all right.
Oh, I had. So it's Father's Day, so I woke up early with Dad.
Had a bit of cock.
What?
Nothing.
Yep. No. Woke up, watched the fights. I ordered his Macca's.
Fuck yeah.
So, Macca's followed by a V.
Followed
I saw the little can of V you snuck in.
Yeah.
Followed by a... Your Can't get your life together.
Dude, I need
this is my intervention for you. Take a month off of the fucking energy drink and come back a better person.
I need the caffeine. I only drink them when I work, like when I'm unemployed.
You're working, are you?
When I'm unemployed and depressed, I don't drink them.
Because yeah, you can't afford them.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck you being mean, Ethan.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You don't have fucking really, Macca's really,
you're
and
fucking unemployed cunt.
Yeah, I'm going all right. Don't worry about me.
When was the last time you had a fucking full-time job?
I was fucking doing renos, cunt. I've got a lung full of asbestos that I've got to heal.
That was
in
your own house, cunt. Fucking, that's not a job.
Yeah.
I was getting paid.
Well, your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
$40 an hour. Fucking, don't worry about it. I'm good.
Fuck you, Ethan. How about that?
Fucking throwing shade at fucking Broden. Broden's got a full-time job now.
He does. He's
getting money. I'm making
lungs. All right, I'll settle down.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Broden. No, I'll take it back. I'm glad you're back.
Cheers, mate.
So I can shit on you.
It's good to be back. I'll tell you what, though. Like, going away for a bit and then coming back, the fucking scene is so much better.
Mm.
Like, all around. Like, just the open micers in general, because you guys have kind of moved on to that next level where you're doing, like, showcases and shit at the club. The open mic is just better as well.
Yeah.
I feel like since the comedy club opened, everything's just been amplified and it's gotten significantly more impressive.
Don't worry, we're still open micers.
Obviously.
Yeah,
very much
you're
so.
Doing better gigs.
I went and did a gig driving through to Goulburn the other night and I stopped in at the Lewisham in Sydney.
Mm.
Oh, fuck me. It was like the start of Fringe in Sydney, so there was just fucking no cunt there, like not even the regulars. Just the weirdest. There was like 12 comics there. The only one I knew was Jackson Stewart and Lachlan McAllister. And I went first and it was horrendous. Like every joke that I did just got nothing. And I'm like, all right, I'll pull out some fucking good gear because I was like, I'll try out some new jokes that I've been working on.
Mm.
And they fucking bombed so hard. It shook me. I was like, it just, oh man, just one of those bombs where it's like nothing.
Yeah.
And you tell the next joke, nothing. And you're just sweating up there. I'm like, oh, man, this is a good reminder that I'm a fucking piece of shit. But then I came back the next night, Friday night, Saturday night, here at the club, and did those jokes, the new ones, and they fucking went well. I was like, thank fucking God I didn't, like, pussy out on them because they failed. But, like, everything was failing. So it's like, yeah, what are you going to do? But, yeah, shout out to the Louis Hotel, Crown Comedy, every Thursday in Sydney. Fucking go check it out. It's a good time. It'll give you a thick skin. And if you don't do it, you're a fucking pussy.
Thick skin. What about the fucking Kent on Wednesday?
I had a good set.
I left before your set because fucking it was just... I don't know who that MC was, but he was a real piece of shit, that bald fucking piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. We won't drop his name.
What a cunt
he knows
he
who he is.
He should just quit. honestly, there's a balcony there. He should have fucking jumped off it.
No, don't drop his name. Bleep that out.
I was so mad after he fucking brought, like, just what he did before he brought me up was just inexcusable.
He just buried you? He
completely buried the room.
Oh, he'll do
terrible.
That.
He crowd worked everyone in the room when they didn't want to talk to him and just ran it into the ground. And he did it on purpose because he was looking at me while he was doing it.
Yeah, I roasted him for it. I was like, fuck you. You fucking made everyone uncomfortable. And now you brought me and everyone liked that. So I was like, all right, I should be sweet here. Making me do work, motherfucker.
I got to MC that next.
Oh, yeah. It's not a bad room.
There's a crowd that shows up.
There's a crowd. It's yeah. tight, intimate space. Like yeah. if you got good jokes and you're not being weird, you'll do all right.
Was the was that lady there?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Broden's missus.
Hey dude.
Your mate. You are a fucking menace calling her a retard.
What? When?
He never called her a retard.
Yeah.
What did you call her?
Ugly, you fucking her ugly. Piece of shit.
Oh,
I'm not that politically incorrect. I'm not going to use the R word.
Fucking Jesus Christ, Broden. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know, in going off at me for calling her a retard, you in and of yourself called her a retard, but I never called her a retard in the first place.
Well, if the shoe fits, let's be honest, she acts pretty fucking retarded. But I'd never say that to her face.
Neither did I.
Who was the MC there that was like asking her to rate the comics? I heard about this.
Yeah, it was...
I heard of Bradley Bishop's podcast, The Sunday Service, was talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was... fuck. God damn it. I'm bad with names. He literally
anyway,
was like,
don't dump his name because yeah. he's probably an all right dude.
He's 100%. A fucking off night. He's the reason why we got that Sydney gig.
What
part
Sydney
part of
gig?
The reason why we got the RSL gig. Not what? Just because of legacy, but he was like, he set us up for... to maybe do Fringe and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, I got a Fringe gig on the 8th down there.
Yeah.
Because I hit Kyle up. I was like, yo, get me on for some Fringe gigs. He was like, posted that he was looking for African comics. And I was like, yo, get me on a gig. I'll wear the makeup. And he's like, you're on, mate. The 16th, lock it in. I'm like, fuck. Like literally the only date that I have booked this month was the 16th for fucking Milos. And I was like... sorry, I can't do it. Like, I've already said yes to another gig.
Yeah.
He's like, you fucking idiot. I was like, what? I'm not allowed to book gigs? Fuck you. So then he's like, yeah, all right, you're locked in for the 8th. Fucking 5 days away. Still don't know where the gig is. No
classic.
Idea. Yeah. I'm just like, I better be in Sydney on the 8th. I don't know what's going on. I'll be down there. And if that doesn't come through, it's Thursday, so I'll go do the fucking Lewisham again. Just take another bath.
Yeah, those fucking gigs where you just that fucking gig that I did on the Sunday here after we had two fucking back to back shows was opening for Patelli, and I just fucking ate it so hard, man. It was
small crowd,
tiny crowd, like 15 people, and. Mm. Just got up there and
just went hard.
Like, yeah.
You know, that's more of on him for not reading like your material and like knowing how that'd go. Because Marty got me to do the same thing here and I was a bit worried. I was like, whoa, this could go fucking sideways.
Yeah.
With Marty's crowd. But I was like, nah, I'll trust. And yeah, it worked out. But yeah, if it's not the right crowd, like no matter what you do,
yeah,
it's not going to fucking go well.
Because I can open.
Mm.
I can open, but that was the first time I'd ever opened a show like that.
Yeah.
Where it was just me and then the headliner or the guy running.
Did you address
the show.
At all that it was going to be weird?
Fuck no. I didn't do any of the things I should have.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'm so much better comedian now.
Having MC'd and
yeah,
shit.
Having MC'd and yeah. stuff like that. I would have done more crowd. I would have just done crowd work.
Yeah.
Like, just hype them up, talk shit with them.
You don't want to do too much crowd work though. There's only 10 people or 15 and well, you want to leave some for the headliner.
That's why I didn't do crowd work. I was like, oh, Portelli might want to do all crowd work to open up the show. So
I'll just ask next time.
Next time.
Yeah.
I will. But yeah.
Hindsight's 2020.
That was my fucking thing. I was like, oh, I won't do crowd work or whatever. And it's probably better off that I didn't because I wasn't
probably.
As good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, if you had been like early, like before your MC, crowd work, and be like, hey, what do you do for work? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than like shitty crowd work that goes nowhere.
Yeah. I'm way better at asking like open-ended questions now to the crowd. Like if they've got a funny sounding job, I'll just ask them like, what was your worst ever day at work? Like stuff like that. Stuff where they can... tell a fucking quick story and you can try and riff off it and stuff like that. Way better at that now. But yeah, man, got up there, 4 minutes straight of just smiles. I was killing with smiles. Like, no one looked like I wasn't. It wasn't like it was the weirdest bomb.
Yeah.
It was like I was. Yeah. Just they were just. Oh yeah. Cool. Yep. Cool. Like. Yep. Sweet.
It's just like that though. Like, yeah. There's been like crowds like that at the Stag and Hunter. Where yeah. they just like smile at every comic, but then like you talk to someone afterwards, like, oh, it was really funny. I'm like, why yeah. didn't you fucking show us it was funny? You can't. Yeah.
Why didn't you laugh? It was like 4 minutes in until I finally got my first laugh. And I was like, holy, I addressed it then. I was like, yeah. holy shit, it's about time. I was like, it's about time he's fucking laughed at something. Like, I'm up here sweating. Holy shit. And then after that, it went kind of okay.
To be fair, you're right. always sweating regardless of yeah. what you're doing.
Yeah, just from the walk up to the stage, it's a problem.
It's a hard walk, man. That's yeah, like a solid 3 meters.
And then if I see a pretty woman that I want to stare at later... Oh, that gets me going.
I love the unconsensual stares.
Oh, man.
They've been there, haven't they?
In clubs. Club, the fucking in bunch Melbourne. Of soft cocks.
Fucking yeah. Melbourne, man.
Let me stare, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that on our other podcast. Just like, just how do you police that? How do you police that? Is there a security guard walking
you
know,
all
around?
You have to do to get around that is just go in there with a cane and sunnies.
Oh, yeah. <You're set. laughs> just pretend to be blind, yeah.
You are the kind of creep that pretend to be blind to stare at women.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's fucking...
Ethan's kind of creep who takes photos of women on the street.
Hey, that ass was good.
It was good. The photos didn't Wait. Do it justice.
No, it didn't.
Dude, that's not good.
It was. Look, it wasn't for like... masturbatory purposes.
Why else would you take a photo
because it was hilarious
unknown to the person of their ass?
It was funny.
What's funny about that?
That some woman was just walking down the street with her ass hanging out.
It was a be there moment.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
We were cracking up.
I was like, hey, look at that. That's great. And Ethan's like, yeah, man, that is great. And then pulled his phone out. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
I'm pretty sure you're admitting to a crime.
That's not a crime of taking a photo of someone. Like, it's not a fucking upskirt or anything. We were like 20 meters behind her.
Yeah, that's and why the photos looked awful.
Yeah, oh shit. I need a better camera. No, yeah, no, I just need to buy a new phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't have Broden money. Broden, buy me a phone, you rich cunt.
Fuck you. I brought myself a phone.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. This is fancy.
It's insured.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
He's got insurance money too.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, mate. You're killing it.
Leaves up to the missus when she doesn't do what I tell her to do.
Wow. And you're saying I'm the problem for taking photos.
Hey, I would ask her first if it's okay.
Is it okay if I punch you in the throat right now, sweetie? I love you.
Pretty lady.
You asked for this. That's what they say when they're beating up the women.
Okay, wow. Andrew Tate.
Who is Andrew Tate?
He is a god among men in which will be our savior to disconnect us from the Matrix.
Okay.
Did you just come a little? All right, so explain. Who's Andrew Tate? Well, what's he do? Why is he important?
He's not important. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He owns a Bugatti.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Nah, so he was a former kickboxing world champion.
Yep.
I don't think he's that good personally, but, you know, crush cans and you can pretend you're a good fighter. And then he...
I mean, he was a world champion. You've got to be some level of good. Really he's probably better than you.
Oh, 100%. Kick my ass.
Yeah.
But he acts like he's fucking, you know, Israel Adesanya.
Okay.
But he's, you know,
no.
crushed Keynes his whole career and then had like two hard fights, won a title in a mediocre Keynes organization. Mean? Beating someone that is shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's as easy as crushing a can.
That's the
gotcha.
That's the analogy.
I get fights. I know what. Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm going to go crush some cans after this.
No, but
we are.
Broden's crushing a can right now.
Yeah, dude, I'll crush it.
Cunt. The only thing you're going to crush is... No, diabetes is going to crush you.
Oh, diabetes already has me, dude.
How old are you? 21?
Oh, I'm going to die soon. Diabetes, emphasis on the die.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a new joke for you.
I wouldn't do that joke.
People to do bad jokes.
Yeah.
And then watch them go up and try and
you do it to fucking Wilson whenever you see him.
Yeah, it's great. I haven't seen him in a while.
Oh, yeah. Has he shot a colored person yet? A
couple times.
Yeah.
I saw that video of the cops pulling up on someone and doing like a drive-by this morning. You see that?
What?
He just fucking, they just rock up in the car and he's just gunning out the window, just fucking firing. It's nuts.
What the fuck?
It's America, but I like to think that it's Wilson. He's been posted. He would do that shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I want to see him do comedy about being a cop.
He's not allowed to.
I know.
Really? They banned him?
Well, yeah, because it's all confidential. You're not meant to talk about shit. I could definitely get him fired, man. He sent me some shit that I shouldn't see.
Dick pics?
Dead dick pics.
Oh, he's sending you dead people?
No.
No?
Allegedly. No, he hasn't. I can't say
Yeah, you
anymore.
Can't say. Yeah,
I'm
going
to get him in trouble.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Off pretty air. Sure I've probably told you already.
For the Patreon listeners, if you want to find out what Wilson's been up to.
You can't have a Patreon now?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we've had one for fucking years. We just don't plug it.
Donating?
We never
you can afford it.
We never plug the fucking thing.
I've got to afford phone insurance.
You can afford to kill yourself with mothers. You can afford to give
That's
us a dollar.
That's a monster, you piece of shit.
Nah.
For, $5 a month, you can get instant access to episodes the day we record.
Oh. That's good.
Yeah.
And how many people are
fucking useless? None.
Exactly.
So if you want to join, chuck us $5. It's only the cost of a coffee.
$5 a month is a bit much.
Look, you could support.
Let's back it off to a dollar, man.
There's a dollar tier. That's just you get nothing for that. I can't be bothered.
No, let's just give them the video for a dollar a month.
All right. Video for a dollar.
Yeah.
And then if you want instant access, $5.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Video for a dollar. $5, you get instant access, and you get to see Mitch's weird cock.
Yeah.
I feel like that should be worth $10. You'll never see a cock
$5
like this.
$5 per hole?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You're getting two for one here.
You can name it the double barrel deal.
Double barrel deal. There I like it.
Fucking, there's your career, Mitch. That's the lane.
Double barrel.
Down.
I've had two people this week tell me they listen to the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
So Ethan's been speaking to his parents.
Fuck you, cunt. Fuck, I can't remember his name. I really should give him a shout out.
Shout out to that person.
Shout out to those people.
They, them.
If you're listening at this one, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get to sleep until 2 o'clock last night. I'm playing video games and smoking bongs.
I've had 700 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah, you've been going since 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm on my last legs.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about UFC.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Shut up, Ethan. This is our podcast now.
I'm just going to sit here and vape. Yeah,
Tied to Iwasa. He's lost. Who's he fighting next?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think he needs to take a break. He's been fucking active.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a bad stoppage from what I saw.
Pretty fucking. He got punched in the back of the head clean. Like Donkey Kong fucking Hennessy. Yeah. Like, I'd like to see how he is.
Do you reckon his asshole clenched up?
I'd say so.
Usually that happens when you get knocked out.
He got donkey punched in the UFC?
Yeah, dude. Right in the back of the head. It's so weird. It's fucking not good.
And it knocked him out.
In the back of the head.
It knocked him out?
Oh, he was already on his last legs.
Yeah. Okay. So he'd already been rattled, and then someone gave him a fucking sphincter tight nut to go home with.
Pretty much.
That's rough, man.
I don't know who you have him fight because, like, he's what? He'll probably keep his ranking, which is number 3. And then everyone else in the top 5's booked. You can't obviously push further because that's Francis Ngannou, John Jones, and Stipe, and they're all pretty much going to have fights against each other.
Yeah.
Tom Aspinall, when he comes back from his knee injury.
That's who I was going to say, because Aspinall already called him out once, so I think that'd be a good fight for the both of them.
Stylistically, it's not a good fight for Ty. Aspinall is a fucking assassin on the ground.
On the ground, is he?
Yeah, dude. His jiu-jitsu is fucking top-notch.
Yeah, but, man, there's a lot of, like, the guys coming out of, like, the Australian camps have really good wrestling. They're really good at keeping the fight where they want it. So I don't think he's taking down Tuivasa. I think he's going to try and stand and bang with him.
I guarantee he'd take him down in the first minute of the fight. The dude's so athletic, so quick. There's no reads on when he's going to shoot.
Yeah, but his footwork's great too.
Future world champion.
Yeah. Yeah, if his knees hold up. Yeah. That's the thing, well, that's too. The issue. If you move like him and you're that big, you're like, man,
that's a huge
there's
issue.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him fight Stipe. Aspinall and Stipe would be a banger.
Yeah. Yeah. I think John Jones versus Stipe is the real fight.
Yeah.
The real fight. Like, two of the best technical fighters in the heavyweight.
I know, man. Stipe's old. He just got knocked out by Francis and hasn't fought since.
Yeah, because...
So you don't know how he's going to be. And you don't know how Jones is going to be at heavyweight, so that makes it a little bit more intriguing. Mm. Poor Ethan's over there wanting to fucking kill himself.
Oh, I just don't care. It's fucking. I'll watch it, but I don't want to... Yeah. I don't find it interesting to talk about UFC. It's,
why not? Is it because you don't understand it?
No, I understand it. This is fucking... I don't know. I've never been into sport.
That's just evident. Yeah, how is the
coming from a fat dude?
Yeah, I was gonna say
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, Aspinall versus Tuivasa, they're both coming off a loss. It makes a lot of sense. I wonder how Ngannou's gonna come back after his fucking ACL surgery. Because he's not going to be able to, I don't know if he'll be able to generate the kind of power he could before without, unless he fully rehabs that knee and he's 100%. If he can't generate that power again, you might see him just turn into a wrestler.
I think he'll be fine. When you're at the top end, you're getting paid, but he's getting paid. You can afford some fucking good treatment. Yeah. And he also happened to have done it in a fight, so the UFC pays for everything. So they're getting the best treatment.
Yeah, they
He'll
have to.
He'll be fine.
He's their fucking cash cow. That, like, he's if he does well, he's the next Tyson. Like,
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think he struggles against Jones. I think he struggles against Cyril Garner in a rematch. I think Aspinall would beat him pretty handedly.
Nah.
Yeah.
I reckon Ngannou touches you and you go to sleep.
He couldn't knock out Garn.
No, Bill Cosby touches
you and
you go to sleep.
That's because he had a fucked knee.
That happened. That happened in.
I'm just over here trying to riff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up,
I'm actually trying to do a comedy podcast.
Right, let's
you
get back
fucking
to comedy.
Cucks.
How long do you reckon it will take before Newcastle is considered the comedy capital of Australia?
It should already be. We've got the best open mics here. We've got the best comedy club here, hands down. It's the only place where you can, like, where they're putting on, like, new...
Mitch, you haven't been to any of the other comedy clubs, champion.
Yeah, and they haven't booked me. So this is why it's the best. This is why it's the best. As soon as I start getting booked to other places, then...
I'll change my mind.
I'll lower the bar. But until then, Newcastle Comedy Club is the best club in the world.
It's not, but in the world,
it's gone world,
stretch, bro.
Yeah, no, 100%. I stand by that.
There's the Cellar in New York.
Yeah, and this is way better than the Cellar.
Yeah, because it has you.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
The Cellar have? Fucking Louis C.K.
Yeah,
what a piece of shit.
Come on, man.
Mitch on, will man. Jerk off in front of you after the show.
He already is.
If you give him consent.
Yeah, I'll ask for consent. But I'll also leave it as the caveat: if you ever want to get booked, you're gonna let me do this.
Mitch has no control over the bookings.
Yeah, I was gonna say
forewarning.
No, I might let you next time Ethan's off getting pussy. I might let you fucking share the open mic with me.
Is that what Bradley did?
That's
or
the
Ben?
Power.
Yeah,
that's how Ben got it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that what you've been doing out in Curry?
Yeah, we don't actually record a podcast.
No, we just suck each other off.
Yeah, and we go in his back shed as well.
Oh no,
super sus.
Yeah.
Did he notice the extra holes?
He's
got good attention to the detail.
Yeah, man, it's his autism. That's how that works. He's like, oh man, I can count two holes here. Like, yeah, man.
Did he get angry that there was two and it should be one?
He was jealous. He's like, why haven't I got two?
Did he make a second?
He started stabbing himself in the dick.
The old flathead screwdriver. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's got a fucking big gig coming up. I'm not gonna tell you what it is here.
Off air,
I'll talk about it off air. He's got a fucking
on the Patreon, $5 a month.
Yeah, he's got a a big gig coming up, 500 seater.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's good.
Dude. Fuck yeah. He deserves it.
Oh, he's fucking... such a fucking good comic, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see him on stage and I'm like, fuck, I wish I had wrote that. Like, he just has such good bits and he takes them from weird angles where you don't expect it's going to go.
Yeah, you'll turn him around as well. He'll say something real fucked and then...
Fuck, I wish I could hate women like he does.
The other week he was talking about selling women. He just went on one of his rants.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen to Mitch and Ben versus everything. Episodes out weekly. But yeah, he fucking goes hard. I'm like, I had to turn it up this week. I had to start fucking, I was like, I can't let Ben just go hard every week. So I went hard on people from my hometown this week. Those fucking idiots.
San Remo?
No.
Otaru?
Tanilba Bay.
Oh, Tanilba.
Fucking man. I'm ready to move, man. I'm ready to move. This is how fucking retarded these cunts are out where I live.
Get out of there.
That's three retards in this podcast. You're getting cancelled, bro.
There's one dude, right, drives around. There's clearly like a panel or something scraping on off his car. Doesn't fix it.
Eventually it'll scrape itself down.
Just this scraping noise everywhere he fucking goes. And I'm like, duct tape. Just duct tape it. Like, it already looks bad having something hanging off your car anyway. A little bit of duct tape's not going to make it any worse.
Use zip ties. Put in some effort.
Yeah, zip ties, whatever. The other night, Tuesday night, driving home. So you've been on my place, haven't you?
No, I've never been to your house.
Ethan knows what it's like. The road where we live is, like, really thin, like the tarmac bit, and then there's, like, dirt either side, then there's gutters, and then there's, like, grassland, and then there's a footpath. And these fucking idiots were walking on the road. And I'm like, at night, just in like a black hoodie. Like, you couldn't see them. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's literally a footpath 20 metres to your fucking left. You just have to use the footpath. What the fuck are you doing, you fucking idiots? Like... fucking dumb, man.
So Mitch did a hit and run.
I wanted to.
I think you might be autistic, bro.
Why?
Because you just went on a rant about how there was a fucking loud noise that bothered you and people weren't following the rules and that made you angry.
You're not wrong.
You're full fucking autistic.
Dude, I just don't understand it. Like, if there's a footpath, walk on the footpath.
Did you scream it? We go, "Ree!"
Ree! No, I was just like, "You're a fucking retards."
It's all right, man. We'll go check out some trains after this. Calm you down. Yeah.
There's a gay cowboy in our neighbourhood.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, man, this is going to be cool. Gay cowboy in the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
Not a very friendly gay cowboy.
Why?
He's on meth.
Oh, okay.
Dude, they're my favourite kind of gays. They're meth gays?
Yeah.
No teeth.
No teeth. Yeah, that's true. That's true. He was, like, just walking around in a pink cap. Oh, I didn't tell you this as well. Went to get my mail on Friday. And, go to the post office. It's registered mail. So I think it's either something to do with, I don't know, maybe I'm going to court or my brother's writing to me. So I'm like excited to see what this letter is. Go to the post office and get there and there's this security guard and he's like, oh, no, you can't go in, you can't go in. I'm like, why? He goes, oh, there's someone in the post office going off their head, like abusing people. And I was like...
I know jiu-jitsu.
I was like, was it just one person? He's like, yeah. I'm like, is he big? Like, he's like, oh, it's like an old man. I was like, let's just go in and fuck him up. And he sort of looked at me and I've looked at him. I'm like, cool. So we walked in and the post office was closed. And like I'm talking to him. He's like, yeah, it was the owner. Oh, it was the owner of the post office.
Yeah, right.
He's like, yeah. And he's dropped his name. He's told me his name. Fuck me. I'm like, I need to get my letter.
Yeah.
I was like, it's fucking Friday. It's a business day. Like, what the fuck? And then so I'm out there talking in the back thing. I'm like, all right, well, I'll call Australia Post, see if I can get it forwarded on to the other place. Or so
Good luck with that shit.
I'm there on the phone to Australia Post. I'm like, yeah, the owner of like the Australia Post is like abusing people, telling them to fuck off and all of that stuff. And like, I can't get my mail. Like, I really need my mail. It might be a legal document, might be a document from my brother who's in jail. Document, a letter. And then as I've got there, the fucking postman is turned up on his bike. And I'm like, yeah, hey, man, can you get my mail? And he's like, nah. I'm like,
fucking hell.
What the fuck, cunt? Just get my mail. He's like, no, I can't. It's old mate's job. I'm like, what, the dude fucking abusing people? He's like, yeah. All right, so I'm still on the phone to Australia Post, and then he rocks up, and he looks at me because I parked in the post office area.
Yeah.
So he's looking at my car and he's looking at me, and I was just dressed in like fucking like Nike trackies and like a hoodie, so I look like a dero. So, and my car is a piece of shit as well, so I look like a dero. So he sort of like eyeing me off, and he doesn't say anything. And then the security guard's sitting there. The security guard's asking me if he's all right. And he starts arguing with the security guard. While I'm on the phone to Australia Post, they can hear it all.
Yeah.
And then I'm laughing, like, because he's like going back and forth with the security guard. And then when he realizes the security guard's going to leave, he gets extra confident. He's like, all right, mate, just fucking walk away.
Oh, yeah.
And the security guard's like, what? He's like, just fucking walk away, mate. Fuck off. And then he's standing there like with the door there semi-closed as well in case anything kicks off.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there on the phone. I'm like, can you hear this? He's like, yeah, man, it's really not good. And I'm looking at him laughing because he's
still
like,
recorded.
Fuck you, like to the security guard. And then I'm on the phone to Australia Post like just ruining this guy's life. And then he's looked at me, seen that I'm giggling on the phone. And then I was like, come on, dude, say something. Like, say something.
Let's just so I can say, oh, I'm just on the phone to Australia Post.
Yeah. I was like, and he just like looked at me and then ended up slamming the door closed. And I was like, so, and then I was like, all right, so you called all that? He's like, yeah, no worries. We'll put in the complaint for you. I'm like, all right, sweet. So can I get my mail? He's like, yeah, about that. He's like, if that's the owner of the Australia Post, there's nothing we can
do. You're fucked.
Yeah.
So have you got your mail yet?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm going to have to send Tanya down on Monday while I'm at work.
Send her into fucking biff with the owner. That's good. Send in the missus.
Yeah. Yeah. She's probably knows him. She knows everyone in town. Mm. So, yeah, but I messaged Tanya about it. I was like, yeah, he's fucking gone postal.
Yeah.
That happened at Warner's Bay a few years back. Some dude got shot.
Really?
No, I was a fucking... Oh, it might have been... Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
I was there, dude.
You were there?
I know what happened.
You were there?
Yeah, I was across the road.
All right, so what happened?
I think he was just some random dude. Like, I don't think he actually had anything to do with Oz Post. And he just went spastic in their, like, back parking lot where the fencing is there.
Mm.
And he charged a police officer with a knife and got shot 3 times.
Oh, that'll do it. That was probably suicide.
Right, so, yeah.
That's what it'll be marked down.
That's what I thought it was. I didn't think that he had the gun.
No.
I thought you were saying that he shot someone. But, I thought it was a knife.
Right.
You fucking misled us, Broden. I'll never forgive you.
Comes from you that fucking went on a rant about fucking Stephen King books.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That did eat up a lot of time, but we're out of time now.
Yeah.
We've made it. Another fucking red hot episode.
I didn't fucking prepare for this at all.
No, neither did I.
Yeah.
I don't think you meant to be this meant to go. No, I don't prepare things.
Yeah. Look, man, I'm doing my best, all right?
I spent most of my night watching Breaking Bad. You ever watched Breaking Bad?
No, never heard of it.
Tell us, what is Breaking Bad about?
Me? You've never heard of...
No. What is it?
It's about a guy...
We know, cunt. Okay. Of course we've heard about it. You fucking idiot.
Well, that's why I was confused, because Ethan looks like he does meth. It would be his fucking forte.
I cook the shit.
I reckon I'd be a good meth addict.
It's good for weight loss, I've heard.
Anyway, still get fat on meth.
Fucking thanks for listening, cunts. Yeah. Appreciate it.
This has been fucking great.
Yeah, we got to go do the Sunday service.
Sunday.
Everyone that has been telling me you've been listening, keep telling me. It gives me hope to keep doing this fucking shit. Love it. Get on the Patreon. $5 for instant episodes because we're fucking shit at uploading on time. But if you want unedited ones, fucking want to hear Mitch stumble his words, get on it.
Mm.
Thanks again for Broden Shearer for coming on.
It's It's all right, mate. Fucking cheers for having me. I like it. It's fun.
Glad to have you back, mate. It's been fucking been too long. And
it hasn't been the same without you.
Thanks to Newcastle Comedy Club for fucking having us.
Yep. Check us out. We're hosting here every Tuesday. Me and Ethan up on stage, flirting, asking people what they do for a living. You know, it's fucking sick.
It is. I'm having a good time.
Me too.
When I can make it, when I'm not snowboarding,
yeah,
driving Goulburn.
When you're not out there getting pussy.
Mm-hmm. Just killing it.
It's fucking, I was so happy you came dressed like that last week, though.
You fucking roasted me.
Oh, dude. It was, I don't often get that opportunity to just go ham on you.
Yeah, well, fucking watch out next week, cunt. You're going under.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
I'm writing roast jokes.
You can't just let me have it?
Nah.
Nah, fuck you. This is what it's going to turn into.
Yeah, it's going to be bumping mics every week with fucking Puddin' Ethan.
Yeah.
You never played not Sekiro, the new one, Elden Ring.
No.
No, okay, never mind. There's like a boss in there. It's like one fat one and one skinny one.
Yeah.
The Godskin duo.
Oh, dude, let's Photoshop our faces.
We are the Godskin duo. The one's the fat one, just like rolls around in circles.
Yeah.
That's how you should start getting on stage. Just roll up.
Yeah.
I love how he did the outro and then just went on to a fucking rant about Mitch being fat and whatnot.
Did we? I don't remember. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I'll get caught up there as well. I'll keep going. Ethan has to stop me.
We have to bring the comics on when it's cooking.
Yeah.
We keep getting it cooking and then we keep going and then it dies and then we bring
the
act
on.
Yeah,
it's so much fun though.
Yeah, I know. That's not about you.
I know, but it kind of is. It's kind of why I do it.
You've gotten way better at it though.
Thank
from
you.
Like the first time you did it to fucking Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Available for birthday parties and emceeing wherever. We don't give a fuck. We'll take any
boat? I'll do a boat. I'll fucking MC a boat show.
Boats are fun.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Love yous. Catch you next time. Mwah.